Alright guys, so we are back at the Nightlife Podcast, and this week we are back again at the Barter. We just couldn't wait to come back to this location. I wanted to say the word barter one more time. Sounds like butter, but it's not really. And today we have the pleasure of having Brian here with us. Brian, what's your, I keep saying hashtags, your handles. Can you give us our handles? Instagram.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm Braco Diaz on Instagram.
Okay.
And just Brian Diaz on Facebook.
Okay. Like that. So just to start, you know, direct to the point, who are you? What do you do? How did you get into this industry?
Thank you. Well, first of all, the pleasure is mine. Thank you for inviting me over.
No problem.
Who I am? I'm actually just a human being that growing this beautiful business or industry, you know, the hospitality industry, which is magical, as you know, and is super big, but at the same time, it generates that small war between all of us and bring us all together.
Right.
So basically, I started with, I'm originally from Colombia, so I started back on, when I was pretty much 13 years old, if I remember well, my father used to own a business.
13 Bogota, years old Colombia. In Colombia.
Yeah.
Yeah, not legal here.
Yeah, no, no. Actually, I don't think anywhere.
I don't know why they have us working over there when we get out of the cradle.
They had it for 18 years. I grew up in that mentality of knowing what people's skills are and customer service and more than that, hospitality. So okay. I was, a walking testimony and a witness of everything that he was doing. He was an idol for me, and he was just that character that everyone will remember one day. Right. And will leave that something in every person that he will meet. So that gave me that, let's say, foundation, you know, on this industry. Then I went to, fortunately he passed away when I was 16. I have to leave the country because, you know, I was really into depression and I wanted to just like do the move.
Okay.
So I ended up in Australia, in the Down Under. Originally it was for 6 months to like, you know, lose the fact of what's happening at the moment.
This is at 16 or a little?
16, yeah. Okay. So kind of was like a exchange, but there was anybody who was going to my house in Colombia. I just went to a homestay.
Okay.
And they pay me, it was originally 6 months. They were allowed to like take me to the school and teach me all these nice things about surviving.
Was it legal to work over there at 16?
No, it wasn't. So that time I had some money that my mother gave me, which I actually waste. Because at 16, what you have in your brain, you know, especially when you're in another country and you want
to... It's good to learn at that age, to waste it at that time and not waste it later on.
Correct. You're totally right.
So, all right. So you start, when do you get into the industry per se?
So after that, I end up basically taking the decision of stay over in Australia. I end up staying 5 years. It's a beautiful country. They let you stay legally if you study. So one of the parts that I studied was bartending. I wanted to get in that world, bartending and learning how to make cocktails. Okay. The original idea to me was more like, if I become a bartender, I can actually date somebody. You know, I can hook up with a beautiful woman and have that opportunity more.
Nobody easy. To judge. I mean, I started in this industry thinking, girls, this is the solution. This is the way to them, for sure.
The way to go, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and by the way, we weren't wrong.
So actually, I did that for 8 months. Four months, let's say, out of those eight, I was pretty much drunk, trying everything in the world. But it gave me a nice opportunity to start liking all this beautiful world of mixology more than anything. Then I moved back to the States. I started working for this company called Il Molino New York. I worked for like 2-3 different restaurants, more like a moms and pops, small places.
Right.
And they started working for Il Molino New York.
Okay.
I did actually 10 years with them. I started bartending with them. In a very nice, I don't know if you're familiar with El Molino, that's basically, it is a company that have 30 years of business. Right. And they has, as far as right now, 17 locations in the States, one in Tokyo and one in China. Awesome. So I was able to be part of that beautiful family. I learned and I grow from being just a barback, bartender, assistant manager, and then I opened a location for them on 2013 as a general manager in South Beach.
Okay.
So all that frame, you know, through those 8-10 years, it made me really think of the beauty of this industry, because it was fine dining. And I had the pleasure to meet a lot of great people, not just people with money, but people that had a different perspective of life. and they will just come to you and give you their life story or their problems, and you become that therapist, you know, at the end of the day, more than a server or a bartender, or a manager. So it gave me an opportunity to meet a lot of people. And I don't know if you know that saying of, it's not what you have, it's who you know.
Oh, for sure.
So that opened a lot of doors for me.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was like only in our countries, you know, like in Colombia or whatnot. And I realized, because at the beginning when I arrived here, I thought everybody here is just a social security number. You're nobody. Like, it doesn't really matter who's who, whatever. No, it's who you know wherever you are in the world. For
completely,
sure.
Completely agree with you. And that gave me the opportunity to, you know, after 10 years, I wanted to move. But I also understood that if you spend in this industry, especially if you're in a restaurant or a bar, you do a lot of hours.
Right.
And it's a routine job. So I understood one day, I said, well, if you don't really take advantage of these 50 or 60 hours you do a week by doing what you do, then what's the point?
By the way, that's, you're already touching on something that it is kind of where I want to go with this episode today. I want to talk to you specifically about growing in the industry and being able to get up the ladder. A lot of people get stuck, and not really stuck, they get comfortable. Actually, when I spoke to you yesterday prior to this interview, you mentioned the fact that a lot of people get comfortable with their paychecks, you know, and live that paycheck to paycheck life and that kind of thing. So that's interesting to hear from your perspective. But at the same time, I would really, you know, love to get into what it is that you did different from, you know, others that get comfortable in order to actually grow from, you know, that background that you're talking about and you know, getting into a business for the girls, pretty much, to where you are today, which we haven't even gotten there yet. You know, you're still halfway through your story.
Yeah, well, just to get back to that, one of my passions too was acting. And I think in this business, the acting part is very important.
Right.
Especially
by the way,
deal.
Shout out to Pao, who co-worked with you, Paola, who was with you in one of the soap operas.
We had the opportunity back in the years work for Perro Amor in Telemundo, which is NBC in Spanish. And it's acting at the end of the day, you know, more than just putting your knowledge, is putting that act part on identifying customers, you know, reading the table for a server, or just getting people to get to know you in a different way.
Right.
But you have to always smile. If you don't smile, forget it.
Totally.
It's not going to happen.
Totally. Chapter 5 of the book. It's all about the show. That's what it's called.
It's all about the show.
Yeah.
And people, we are Broadway. You know, we provide a show. And
exactly.
It's up to us that people pay the same money to come back to see the same show.
Right.
But feel something again in their heart. That's where the magic works.
A lot of people that work in the industry forget that we are in the hospitality industry. And they forget that people that are going out to have a good time. They're not there for the drama. You know, there's some bartenders out there that have that, you know, shitty face, like, whatever, you gave me a bad tip, I don't want to, you know, look at you, that kind of thing. You have to always.
That's
be
where it connects to what you were saying. That's why people get stuck. So I understood through all this process until where I am today is that a lot of people, they just get comfortable. They get to live in Miami. They get to have their paycheck where they know that weekly or biweekly they make X amount, and they're okay to pay their rent, their lease, and whatever else they want to go out and eat. But that's it.
Right.
You literally live check by check.
Right. Yeah.
And you forget about what's really out there. You forget they go to places. And when I was managing other places, I used to every single day I pre-shift and let them know that it's not about the 60 people that are gonna come, the covers, or how many people we are to work today to divide the money and do a pool.
Right.
Oh my God, today's gonna be $60. Oh, tomorrow is 80. Well, you know, I'm gonna reach that point.
Right.
No, it's about like who you're really taking care of tonight.
And not just the money, the hours. You mentioned working 50, 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know how many people go, hey, I have 41 hours, you know, that's not even legal. Give me 40, take me back, or what, that kind of thing, you know?
But it's taking care of the people who is actually going there for an experience.
Right.
Not just for a drink, not just for a meal.
And you got to love what you do, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's another thing. If you're in this industry just because, you know, for the wrong reasons,
correct,
which is just the money, or, I mean, being in it for the girls might be a good reason when you begin, when you start, because it you know, you do meet a lot of people.
Yeah, but after a certain time, you start feeling that passion. And if you don't have it, and let me tell this to everyone out there who's doing these jobs, just don't do it, because it's not fun. If you don't take advantage of the passion that you feel, whatever it is in life you do, if you don't feel passion, stop doing it.
Yeah, I remember when
it
I
doesn't take you anywhere.
I started in this business when I was 18, and I've been doing it for 17 years. And
excuse me?
Yeah. And I remember one of the things I remember was looking at an owner of a club at some point and going, oh my God, I don't want to be that guy when I'm 40 years old, still in a nightclub. And now I'm like, I'm so fucking happy to still be doing it and to be relevant still in the industry, because it's not that easy to, you know, to be afloat over 25 years in the industry, you know, while you're owning nightclubs or a nightclub promotion company or the consulting, all those different things. Which, by the way, you went from that to consulting?
Correct. So after working with Emolino 10 years, I understood that the magic of loving what you do and inspiring people and being able to help coworkers, people that actually grow with you as friends, but they become family because you spend more time with them than your real family.
Right.
When you have that in your heart and you already see it in somebody else's and you see them grow, that's priceless.
Right.
So I wanted to take a step, you know, more than just being a general manager. After that, what you really are, you have to become an owner.
Right.
And I just didn't want to have it. I didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. And it's just so competitive in Miami that I understood other sides more than just the fact of having money and, hey, let's open a place.
Right. So and owning one is not really always the solution.
Not at all. Especially in Miami, that's where you see a lot of places that open and close right after six months or 8 months.
Yes.
So I understood that. I knew it because I opened a place from scratch. Mm-hmm. So I was able to do it and duplicate it. But not only duplicate it, understand where the cancer was in other places and how to correct mistakes that I was seeing it as an employee and not as an owner.
Right.
So I started doing consulting for a company in Coral Gables. I did, it's called Glass and Vine. So I did the cocktail program for them, kind of corrected what it was at the point.
Okay.
We did a nice build out, a reset on the staff. And I kind of like trained the staff the way I wanted it without being a general manager. I was just like a bar manager for them.
Right.
That took me to another place, just word to mouth, which is the best marketing in this industry.
Right.
And then I did another company in actually Mexico. Someone who knew me in Los Cabos. I was actually going there for vacations.
Yeah.
So I was able to actually express my knowledge over there as well.
Right. Which, by the way, a lot of people don't realize that what you learn over here is applicable in many places around the world.
Anywhere.
You know? Which, I mean, we have people watching right now in Canada, Australia, and the UK, South Africa, shout out to City. There's just people everywhere. And you wouldn't believe the amount of things that they always write back and, you know, saying, oh my God, this helped me out. And that was such a great tip because they apply, you know, the things over there. We had a club in Bogota also and for a couple of years. And it was like everything that we brought from here, like theme parties and, you know, even the aspect of the nightclub promoter, which wasn't something that existed over there. All those things were like so new and wonderful. And even using the word, oh, we are from the United States. We're
correct.
From Miami. It's helpful. So anybody that's here in the U.S., you know, you have that card to play if you're thinking of consulting for sure.
Yeah.
So this place where we're at now, what was your story here?
So before we get there, just to connect the story where I was.
Okay.
Being in Mexico for that consulting client, I had the opportunity because of acting to do two shows that gave me part of Univision is one of them with La Piloto. And then another one is called LA Gangster, which is also going to be Netflix in the next 2 months.
Right.
I came back to the States and I got contacted by one of my old bosses from back in El Molino.
Okay.
And she said, hey, I have this project in Wynwood. It's called Three. We have three venues together. It's a cooking school, rooftop lounge, and a fine dining restaurant. Okay. And I would love you to be the general manager for it. I think you are the right person to do it and run it. So I came back, I took the option, the opportunity. We opened it from scratch. It's still open in Wynwood on 23rd Street. It's really successful. I had the pleasure to do everything in there. I was the general manager, but I was also teaching classes in the school, doing mixology classes.
Okay.
And I was able to take care of my customers as well on the rooftop, like back and forth.
Right.
That gave me the opportunity to also after a year and 6 months left it, I got another opportunity, just consulting, and this is where I am right now.
Okay.
So Barter is an amazing place that I hope everyone get the pleasure and the opportunity to come and see it.
Definitely.
And visit it. It's definitely something that is brand new. There's right. a lot of bars in Miami, but there's nothing like this.
Well, they just called you the most, what is it? The most millennial?
Millennium, yes. trending place happening right now. So nice. Basically what we want to have is artists, people out there that love the fact of just sharing great time, quality right. time with the being able to trade something, you know?
Right.
You know, have you thought about that before? Like having that maybe LP that you had there that maybe is valuable and right. bring it over here, get a nice cocktail, and maybe someone is going to buy it and get it.
That's
and
cool.
have the exchange. So that I hear the first time, I say, well, I love the concept. They contacted me to do the cocktail program. I brought in a beautiful lady that you have the opportunity to interview her.
Yes.
Cindy Acosta. And she's now running the place with another gentleman that actually had the opportunity to bring as well, that shared with me a lot of times back in El Molino.
Right.
And he's
shout out to Cindy and all her family, by the way.
Cindy. So. And he's Federico Breni.
Okay.
So he is also running the place with her. She's the bar manager and he's the floor manager.
Right. So that's another story there about really it is about who you know, in a way. Even not just for you, but like, for example, Cindy, in a way, you end up meeting her at Tree, and then she ends up working at this venue where you're doing the consulting. You bring her over here. She does a good job. Who knows the next thing
exactly.
she might be doing with this group, you know.
And this is actually my last job. I already done it
right.
as far as consulting, because I'm going to give you like the heads up. Nobody knows this officially
right.
now. I haven't even posted on my social media.
Breaking news.
Breaking news is I got the opportunity to work for IPIC Entertainment, which is a public trade company. They
okay.
have 15 locations around the states. I be the general manager to open the new location in the Florida. I be in charge of the whole cocktail program, creating beautiful, crazy cocktails, training all the staff members, hiring all the managers, creating all the back of the house and front of the house system and standards of service, steps of service. Over there is going to be insane. It's going to be a rooftop with, it's going to be called Riddle. The
okay.
whole gimmick is about like circus, carnival. So you're going to have the pleasure to just get a nice cocktail, enjoy it, have a little bit of showmanship, but also a lot of entertainment going on. There's
right.
going to be a stage there. There's going to be a lot of crazy things going on while you share your time with people. We're going to have just a beautiful champagne bar.
A little bit of a Andrés Carne de Res in our country.
Exactly.
You know,
but in
the American way.
Exactly. I was just going to say
that's
in the
cool.
American way. And yeah, can't wait for it. It's a beautiful company. They're big, but not only that, they have an elevated way of experience. When you go to a movie, you want to have a different way to watch it now. Well, they bring it. They have it.
Right.
They have a very nice elevated way to give you that experience where you go watch a movie, lay down, you get a pillow, a blanket,
right.
you have full service right on your shirt through the whole movie. And not only that,
That's
some
awesome.
Of the locations, they have restaurants, some they have lounges. We're going to have a rooftop now. And
right.
I'd be able to take care of you over there, of course.
Thank you.
Can't wait to have you.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know, from listening to you, I hear a bunch of different things that I haven't heard before. What do you think is a major change that we're seeing right nowadays in the nightlife industry? So much is changing. It's like I see the nightclubs, per se, kind of slowing down. You know, like people are so not much into having a $5,000 table at a club and the bottles popping as much as they used to, and I don't know, it might be like a millennial thing or something.
It is. People is just, you know, everything has their end.
Right.
But it also has their evolution.
Exactly.
So you have to understand that people get to be comfortable in a different type of environment.
Right.
You know, you don't want to spend that much money because you know you can spend it in another place having more fun.
Right.
And I want to look into an experience now versus, let's say, in the cocktail industry, for example. It's not a cosmopolitan anymore. You know,
right.
you want to have a craft cocktail. You want to have
right.
four different ingredients that probably two of them are herbs And then the other ones are juices plus your spirit that's going to make something wow.
Right.
And that's when you go a place and you see it and you're like, wow. And you that bartender is no bartender anymore. It's a mixology.
Exactly. And I was going to say, 10 years ago, mixology was not the thing. Now
what
it's like
that?
A must.
What is that? What are you making? Yeah. And you see people doing things with fire and smoke and nitrogen. Right. And they're like, what is that? I love that. And then you have that. That's an experience.
Right.
So thank God people starting to have that again.
Right.
You know?
I'm just afraid of the day that it becomes like you're wearing a mask and you're virtually at a place instead of physically being there. Because I mean, the part that I think we should never be losing is the human touch and the possibility of meeting other people and having that social
interaction. Never happen because that's what we're here.
Right.
That's what we're actually trying to.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand. I mean, I understand it, but like Tinder, you know what I mean? Like Tinder is one of the apps, for example, nowadays that has destroyed, a lot of the reason why people went out. People went out for, you know, you named it in the beginning. You said, oh, I got into the industry thinking of girls. Imagine how many people go out thinking of girls or girls go out thinking of guys or whatever they're into. You know, it's just now it's like they feel, okay, I swipe right, left, whatever it is. I have this very easily.
Stuff.
But it's like, I'm like, what about the romance? What about the, you know, I actually look at the person and having a normal conversation. Anyway, I'm hoping that it doesn't go in that direction where we lose that touch.
I don't think it will never change. I mean, we will never lose that because if you look as of today, we still have those classics.
Right.
You go to a restaurant, you have those classics. You still see the Manhattan, the Negroni, the old fashioned. You know, you still go to restaurants where you feel great because they know your name.
And you're those, like, by the way,
how you doing? That touch makes the big difference.
And I think
small things.
And especially a certain kind of clientele. As you grow, it's more important and more important. Like the younger generation doesn't care as much as they used to about the name recognition and the feeling special and all that kind of thing. As you get a little older and you realize, like, I just, you know, if I'm going to leave my house, I want to be treated nice. I want to feel extra special. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Especially if you're going to spend money.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
exactly.
You stay home and that's it.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Where my mentality is, where everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Is generate and create that experience in people's heart that will make you come back to that establishment and will make you feel again that great. And be like, wow, I want to have that drink again, but I want to see Cindy. I want to see Pepe. I want to see Chicho because they're there to take care of you.
Right.
They know what you like. They know where you love to sit. And they just hug you. They just give you a hand. They just know who you are and they love it.
Right. Brian, by the way, what do you think makes you different from that other guy, that guy that's out there who went into the business as a bartender and it's been 20 years and he's still bartending, which, like I said, I'm not against it. If that is what you love, it is what you love. But if you're, after 20 years bartending, you continue to be bartending, maybe even at the same venue or, you know, at the same bar or whatever it is, and you want to grow, but you feel that you can't, that guy is the one I'm talking about, like that person. What is the difference between you and that person? What do you think you did or you had to do?
I think everyone is different. I just think that everyone has different skills and different moments in their life that will take them to a different levels.
So does everybody have the potential?
Yes. You just have to understand what it is. Right. Not a lot of people are up to manage a place.
Right.
You know, managing a place, it takes you to a lot of responsibilities and a lot of different things that me as a great bartender, I probably can't make it.
Right.
But I can still be a great bartender, probably the best bartender.
Right.
But to me, if you're the best bartender, you just want to do is bartend all your life, then understand what else you can do by being a bartender. How can you spread the word? How can you help others to become great bartenders? How can you probably make a blog out of just your drinks, your creations?
Right.
Write a book. Do a movie. I don't know. There's so many things that
just
you can
be the Tom Cruise, man.
But people don't do it because they get too comfortable.
Right.
They get to, okay, I'm paying my check. I'm doing here. Oh, well, how long you been in this industry? Well, 10 years. Well, you've been working here, there, blah, blah. My resume is 5 pages.
Right.
And all I've been doing is bartending. Why? Right. It's not wasting. I respect everyone out there who has a career like 10-15 years. But what you're asking, back to your question, is just simple as understand your maximum capacity on the talent that you have. God gave us a lot of different skills.
Right. And by the way, let me go somewhere else. A lot of people also make the mistake of thinking that money-wise, it's a good decision. And this is why I'm mentioning this. Bartenders do make good money.
It's not.
But there's a moment in time, if you continue to do the same thing, where then you're really gonna be stuck when you're not gonna be needed as a bartender, because the new younger looking, you know, guy or girl comes in, you know, who can do things that you just couldn't, you know.
Yeah, you cannot be 20 years every year.
Exactly. You know, and it applies to many different, you know, things in acting. It applies to it too. It applies to it as in promotion, just in many different aspects of the industry. But when it comes to those positions, people believe that. They're like, okay, if I become a bar manager, I'm gonna make less money than if I am a manager. As a matter of fact, a lot of people negotiate bartending while they're managing because, you know, you make the money, a little more money on one side of it with the tips and all that kind of stuff than they do with the managing part of it. But they don't realize the growth there is after that. I mean, the things that you can do with consulting, with you know, I've owned 10 different bars, and out of the 10, we've put money into half of them. The other half has been with our work. It's been marketing partnerships, it's been managing partnerships, and all kinds of things. So there's many things that you can do if you decide to go in that route. And you're talking now about working with a publicly traded company that, you know, very few people can, you know, actually say, hey, I started here and I'm here now. You know what I mean? So that, by the way, that's the reason why you can't consult anymore, right?
Correct. So, okay. I'm not against it. You know, money's not going to be an issue, but not only that, it's the pleasure to actually build places. This company is just growing so beautifully.
Right.
The concept itself, what they have as far as hospitality, is correct. It's perfect, you know? When I went for my first interview, I just love the fact that it is what I have inside of me, you know? And I can be part of it now.
Right.
So, but I will say my advice to people out there that do bartend, do serve, managers, just really take 5 minutes of your day and start thinking, what is it that you're doing and how can you make it better?
Because, by the way, that was going to be my next question, which is the last question, but you nailed it right there.
It's just simple as that. Is think deeply and honest, just for your own good. What is it that can really make you feel different tomorrow? It's not just another day, it's not just another paycheck, or it's not just another venue or establishment or another bar. Right. It's going to be really for your own satisfaction. And you can say, oh no, I've been 10 years serving. No, you can say, I did 5 years or 10 years and now I'm doing this.
Right.
I'm helping people. I'm building this company. I'm helping others grow. I'm writing this book. Or simply, you know what? There's a lot of bartenders, by the way, that they're doing it. Right. And what they do, most of people I know in the industry, they start working with companies that are liquor companies. Yeah. So they become brand ambassadors.
Right.
And they still connected to the industry, but in a different way. Because they already know people, so they can actually move. They got them. They got it. They say, I'm tired of spending my life just on a nightlife.
Right.
I want to do something else. I don't want to lose my beautiful, you know, face, and I want to be somebody.
By the way, I disagree with that. I think you get old during the day, not during the night. Hey, Brian.
That's it. I think it's just basically, honestly, making yourself always better. The minute you understand that, you wake up, believe me, you feel better. You understand a different world.
100%. So, man, I am very thankful for your visit today. Also very thankful for the location. Remember, guys, Barter in Wynwood, you got to visit this location.
Grand opening this weekend. And then next weekend, of course, they have an amazing party going on. Look after Barter_Wynwood. You see all the details on Instagram. Also, Facebook page is live already. You can see the website as well. You can always call. You can just come over 28 on Second Avenue. Barter is happening right now. Come enjoy your drinks.
Awesome.
And I will see you in IPIC. If you guys want to come over, watch a movie, have a nice drink, I'll be taking care of you.
For sure. Remind us of your handles on Instagram.
So, Baraco Diaz, BRACODIAZ.
All right.
On Instagram. Brian Diaz on Facebook.
All right. And remember, you can find me at the Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram, and you find all of our podcasts on nightlifepodcast.com and on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and all those beautiful things. And remember, guys, get the book on Amazon. Don't forget. See you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.